Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Happy Monday, everybody. Hopefully everyone enjoyed the sunshine, had a good weekend. How was yours?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I actually ended up going outside, took the dogs for a hike. Obviously, I was at Blaze Alexander Ford on Saturday, which was super fun.
Selling cars on a sunny day.
Yes, and it's so funny because we, you know, I get there and I'm there early and I set up and then I got to see you. Mm-hmm. And the guys there are so funny. They're like, Laura, it's dead out there, man. I said, well, that's why I'm here. I'm going to put you on the radio. Don't worry. People will come. And then they got so busy, I couldn't even find Bob Schoen at the end to talk to him. I had to they sold like 10 cars while I was there.
And that's a good problem to have, being that busy. You know what I mean?
It is.
Yeah. And with the restaurants and the bars opening up soon, it'll be a good thing to be at 75% capacity, you know?
I just think
I can't wait.
Everyone, at least, so I ended up taking a walk and then I went and had a glass of wine outside at a new place, Tom.
Oh, okay.
Union Cellars.
Hmm.
So that's like in between Lewisburg and Mifflinburg.
Hmm.
New winery in our area, I guess. So myself and our girl Vanessa,
yeah,
we packed ourselves a little picnic. She met me after my broadcast at Blaze Alexander Ford, and we tried some new wine. Sat outside on the grass. It was
That's
lovely.
Very nice. Yes, I saw the photos on social media.
Of course, yes.
Yeah, very cool. I don't know how to discuss this because I don't like discussing my personal life on the radio. But
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. Let me just find a way to describe how I felt this weekend. My life partner, my roommate, my best friend, found out on Friday that she is cancer-free.
Which is amazing.
And is going to be on this earth for a great length of time. And it was one of the scariest days of my life and hers as well, because she was the person that was dealing with it. But we found out that everything was going to be okay. And so that like resonated throughout the weekend. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
absolutely.
It was like yesterday morning, Sunday morning coffee, sitting on the deck. She just looks at me and says, I feel like I've been lifted up. And I looked at her and I said, you have been.
Absolutely. I think anyone out there who has dealt with any sort of medical issue, and when you're waiting for your diagnosis, your prognosis, whether it's cancer or something else, it's the waiting that's the worst.
And we've been sitting on this since Christmas time.
Yep.
And then
we
were supposed to have an answer in February. And then suddenly it was March 19th when we would find out. So she said, I feel like I've been lifted up. And I said, you have been. It's spring. Life begins.
Life begins again every spring. I think everyone was feeling that vibe.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Everyone was feeling that vibe. I went places. Well, I went two places. Blaze Alexander Ford, Union Cellars. Cool.
But
everyone seemed like reinvigorated with the sunshine.
Yeah. I dug yesterday afternoon. I dug my man chair out of the basement, washed it up, and I just laid on it. Yesterday afternoon, I just laid on it, staring into the sky, thinking, life is good.
Oh, that's so funny. I got our patio furniture out yesterday.
There you go.
Yep, put the chairs back around the fire pit. I washed them off. It was a little it was a little cold.
A little cold, but we're okay.
A little chilly, even though the sun was out. And I was like, oh, and then I just sat there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, the weather's turning. This is going to be good. Springtime's going to be good.
Yeah, and I hope it's here to stay. It's going to be a beautiful day today, another day where, like, you know, up near 70 degrees. So let's enjoy it. Tomorrow, much of the same, another partly sunny day, 70 degrees. Wednesday's going to be half decent. Maybe some rain coming Thursday. But, I mean, get out there and enjoy and watch the buds popping and smell the fresh air and know that better days are here. That's for sure.
It's amazing.
I got that off my chest. Yeah. Jimmy Fallon coming up with a late night soundbite. There's now Instagram for children. I'm not sure we need that. Also,
we do not. I'm just going to tell you right now.
There you go. Laura's got some good news coming up later on this hour. And if you're into NCAA basketball, your brackets are already busted. Thanks to a number 15 who won twice this weekend. We'll talk about that and more. Stay with us.
We're Tom and Laura in the morning. It's all coming up on 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Ace Ventura 3. Do we need it?
Yes! Oh, yeah!
No, we don't.
I don't think so.
Why is it in the works? Why do studios do this stuff?
I mean, probably to capitalize on the success that it had. Not going to lie, those movies are so stupid funny. I love them.
Okay, I was going to say, did you watch Ace Ventura and Ace Ventura 2 during the pandemic?
Pet Detective, When Nature Calls?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay, you were one of the million.
Chicago. All about the guano. I got it.
Okay, people are in love with Ace Ventura suddenly, and that means Ace Ventura 3 is in the works. Wow.
I mean, I still don't think that's necessary, though. It's such a crude sense of humor. When I was in eighth grade, it was hilarious. I don't know if I necessarily will love it like I did.
Like you
in
did.
The 90s.
Like Caddyshack, and then like 15 years later, Back to the Shack. No, it wasn't even remotely funny.
Exactly.
So I think it's dangerous to do. Don't you agree?
I also think, let's get a little creative. Let's put our brain cells together and come up with some new stuff. We're really rebooting a ton.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
News is next to check on sports and hacky weather.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
The news.
Breaking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Oh, I'm Allie. Would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? What kind would you like? My favorite kind is purple kinder. What is yours? Well, you can buy them $5 a each. Now, would you like one?
We remember that kid.
Oh, my goodness. She's just so adorable. That, of course, is the voice of first grader Allie Schroyer, who back in January, the Ring doorbell cam video of her pitching her cookies for the Girl Scouts went viral.
Wow. And she sold a lot of cookies off that, didn't she?
Oh, my goodness. She did. Well, because of that video, she ended up selling close to 4,000 boxes of cookies to people across the country.
Boom! Now, $5 a piece? Boom!
Right? Well, now she's giving back. So not only did she help out herself and her Girl Scout troop, she's already donated over 1,000 boxes to hospitals and nursing homes in her hometown.
That is good little news from a little girl.
Allie Schroyer, she's doing good out there.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my goodness. Up next, we're headed to Kentucky, where a man named Chris Selton, he could be a country singer.
He works
at a small middle school in Kentucky with about 60 students. He recently did something really nice for every single one of them.
Decided that we'd buy Chick-fil-A for every kid in the building. Some of the kids were like, well, I've never had Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Just because I wear a badge and a gun, we're not bad. We're here to help.
Our students were so appreciative that someone had gone out of their way to do something for them.
All they hear is bad things about police. And he's able to really change that narrative just by being himself.
Great move. Good news.
Right. Good guy, Chris. Who doesn't love Chick-fil-A?
Who doesn't?
Last but not least, a 99-year-old woman in England whose name is Dinky Flowers. She used to be a professional dancer. Now, she's raising money by doing just that.
I can dance until I die. Dinky's incredible. She's an absolutely inspiration to everyone. Keep moving, keep fit, and you'll have a better life.
doesn't matter whether I'm 10 years old or 100 years old. If I'm fit and well, I will continue with my dancing.
Oh, she's just wonderful.
She's amazing. Check out the viral video. She's raising money, and her 100th birthday is just a few weeks away. She's dancing 45 minutes three times a week.
Good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Take my hand, make my plans, that's my
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Well, we'll check the news coming up and Rob the Sports Center. We'll check the wounded brackets along with AccuWeather. But I think more important than the busting of your bracket this morning is the busting of the news story over the weekend on how women's basketball is being treated unfairly. You and I could talk about this for hours. I know we can because we talked
about it
for about a half an hour this morning. If you're not familiar with the story, Oregon Ducks forward Sedona Prince posted a video of the, quote, lame weight room for the female athletes.
For the NCAA March Madness, the biggest tournament in college basketball for women. Pictures of our weight room got released versus the men's. The NCAA came out with a statement saying that it wasn't money, it was space that was a problem. Here's all this extra space. If you aren't upset about this problem, then you're a part of it.
Guess what, guys? We got a weight room, yeah! Got a ton more dumbbells, racks for squats, and whatever we want to do.
Thank you, NCAA, for listening to us. Yay, guys!
Now, the NCAA apologized, but yeah, it's the same old, same old.
Here's the thing. Too little, too late, NCAA. And here's why. So I followed Sedona's sort of viral videos all weekend long. She then went and posted, and the one that irked me the most was the food. So they got their meals, which were essentially microwave TV dinners.
The women got microwave.
The women. So, so she's like, hey, no. So, hey, let's try this Salisbury steak. It was gross. Oh. It looked like rubber meat, some disgusting, like, limp vegetables, mashed potatoes. They got a brownie. Ooh. Then flash to what the men received. Literally a buffet the size of what they have at the country cupboard.
Yeah, this is your NCAA, America. Yes.
That's not cool. It's food. These are athletes. They need to be nourished appropriately. So, like, the swag bag comparison, people could get all upset about free stuff, whatever. And I get it. But feed them the same food, for crying out loud. Come on now.
Yeah, it started with a simple comparison weight room video, and then it blossomed all weekend long. And
it did indeed.
Congratulations to Sedona for making this viral and calling it to the attention of Americans who don't even pay attention to this kind of thing.
Interestingly enough, her coaches went on record saying how they were proud of her for calling attention to this on a national platform, and we're standing behind her. She also has overcome some injuries in her sports career, so, I mean, she's really one tough chick.
So your brackets might be busted, but a high five to Sedona Prince from the Oregon Ducks. That's good stuff. News is next. Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94K.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Come and dance with us. The big dance is going on, and everybody's bracket is busted already.
It didn't take long.
Millions and millions of brackets across different sports networks and betting sites, and it all started on Friday when number 15, Oral Roberts University, upset number 2, the Ohio State.
I love it.
So do I.
It brings me joy when an unknown team suddenly makes it, like, through the first three rounds.
Yes. So then they move on to their next game, and they pull another upset. You heard Rob the Sports Center talking about it. Now they beat number 7 Florida. So, we got a quick little piece put together here for you. Beatlesque as it is.
You're the reason my bracket broke, Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts.
Wish I could have bet on you, but didn't. Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts.
I just like that. It came to my head, and I just put it.
Just like that the team name is Oral Roberts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, wow. So there were other upsets, but the Oral Roberts thing is really the biggest I see on the bracket. I'm impressed with number 10, Maryland, beating number 7, UConn as well. Now, granted, UConn was not as good this year, but still there. It's a number 10 beating a number 7. Mm-hmm. Boom!
Yep, you know? Yep. Good stuff.
So, yeah, I'm liking it a lot, so I'm going to continue to follow it. March Madness, or as a friend once told me, yeah, this whole March Madness thing, it like takes a whole month. I was like, yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's March Madness.
Uh-huh. Jimmy Fallon with a late night soundbite coming up next. Also on the way, Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Stay with us.
It's Tom and Laura in the Morning on 94KX.
Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Laura, careful what you name your restaurant if you're opening a new business, because things that were funny years ago, heck, things that were funny months ago, just aren't funny anymore. A man near Seattle opened a restaurant called The Soup Nazi. Ruh-roh.
Created controversy before, so I'm used to it. The degree of outrage is a little more than I'm used to, but I've experienced.
We've seen a real prevalence of white supremacist activity in the Snohomish area. So I do think it's pretty important that communities hold, you know, people accountable.
Yeah, well, that's Kathy White, one of the protesters, and I kind of see her point, but restaurant owner Andrew Ho said he meant nothing by it. I guess we've gotten rid of Aunt Jemima. We've gotten rid of Pepe Le Pew.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
No soup for you.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
By now, we're all aware of how sleazy men can be in Hollywood, so this should come as no surprise. Sharon Stone says that she was tricked into removing her undergarments in the hit Basic Instinct. In her new memoir, The Beauty of Living Twice, she says someone on the set told her she had to take off her unmentionables because they were reflecting the light, so the audience would know she had them on in a scene where her character was not supposed to. She was assured that nothing inappropriate would show up on camera. After the first screening, Sharon realized that wasn't true. She says she slapped director Paul Verhoeven across the face, stormed out, and called her lawyer, who told her that what they did wasn't legal. But she ultimately decided to allow it in the movie because, quote, it was correct for the film and for the character, and because, after all, I did it. The Oscars are a month away, and the Academy is telling nominees that if they're not comfortable attending the ceremony in person, tough luck. They will not be allowed to Zoom into the show. The producers sent out an email that details their plan for a carefree, intimate, in-person event at Union Station in Los Angeles. The Academy says that the only people who will be attending will be the nominees, their guests, and the presenters. And they made sure to point out that even though we are still in a pandemic, casual attire is not welcome. They didn't say anything about masks, so that should be interesting. And Disney's Raya and the Last Dragon held onto the top spot at the box office for another week. It earned $5.1 million. Tom and Jerry came in second with $3.8 million. The new Benedict Cumberbatch drama The Courier opened in third place with $2 million. Chaos Walking was fourth with $1.9 million. And The Croods landed in fifth place with $620,000. Those are your entertainment stories for this week. I will be back on Friday with a review of one of the most unusual action films you will ever see.
All right. Thanks, Mike. All right. News is coming up next. You know that. Sports and AccuWeather. But you know what, Laura? Next hour, we kick off our virtual Easter egg hunt. Yeah!
Listen, friends, you're going to want to get in on this. All I have to say is plane tickets.
Why do you plane always tickets. Say things like that? Like you should be wearing a trench coat, standing on the corner selling wristwatches.
Listen, guys,
friends,
listen.
I know somebody. I know somebody. You're going to want to get in on this.
You are. You are indeed. I got a guy.
You got a guy, do you?
I got a guy.
All right, we got a lot of guys helping us out, including Knobels. They're good guys out there. And
they are good guys.
Your chance to win instantly and qualify to win even bigger. Coming up, stay with us.
With Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, Laura, Recreation's coming back. Well, sort of. Depending on where they are in the country, they could perform live. But here in Pennsylvania, not so much. They've got to be virtual. But it happens tonight on YouTube. And who doesn't like a good show, right, Laura?
I love a good show.
Yeah. And Jay Mueller's on the line with us now. Jay was just saying, man, I miss being in the studio with you guys. I'm like, I miss having Laura
so much
around.
Fun. Yeah. I know. Don't worry. Soon, Jay. Soon.
Yes. We will be getting together in the studio soon, like maybe in a week. But tonight on YouTube, you can watch Recreation. And I'm excited about this, Jay. How about you?
I am, too. We started doing this last June. When everything hit early last March, we had to have a big, you know, thought process of, were we going to diminish what we were doing? Were we going to stop, you know, with everything going on? So many charities have had to compromise what they're outputting. And we thought about it and thought about it, and we thought, well, you know, there's got to be a way to do it. So we gutted our dance studio down here in Port Treverton, and we brought in some people and got some cameras set up and got everything going. And we started live streaming on June 10th. Our very first show was to a veterans hospital down in North Carolina. And we have done over 230 of them since then.
Wow.
So we, like, the kids just had 8 shows last week. So it gets really busy. But in order to fund all those free shows to the vets' homes and hospitals, we're actually doing Sunday night and Monday night live streams for the public. Now, Sunday night's the gospel program, so if that's your thing, you can tune in. Monday night, tonight, sponsored by you guys, Sunbury Broadcasting, 94KX, we're going to be doing the variety show, like the pop, country, 50s, Broadway, patriotic, saying all the costumes, all the excitement.
Wow.
And you tune in on YouTube, on our channel, you just search Recreation USA, and the kids are singing live. It's not recorded. It's not a DVD. It's not canned. Mm-hmm. They're there. I mean, if they make a mistake, it's on, and that's happened. I've made mistakes.
No way.
You never make a mistake on the air, do you?
Never.
But it's kind of cool. And so we've been doing that since then, and we're trying to use these Sunday, Monday nights to get people to tune in so they understand that we're not gone and that we have been working, and we've been serving in the vets' homes and hospitals since last year when everything hit.
Okay, so search Recreation on YouTube, and you will find this show tonight, right?
Right. Recreation USA is probably your best bet. You know, giving out a YouTube link verbally never works because they're kind of complicated. But if you search Recreation USA, you'll see a circular red, white, and blue logo. It's very obvious. And it'll say right there, live stream sponsored by 94KX, Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation. And click on it, and you're good to go. We're going to leave it up all night, too. So that people can, if they, you know, they miss the first part or want to watch it again, they can keep going. We'll keep it up probably till about midnight.
Then it'll
be down.
Love the variety show of Recreation. And hopefully soon, Jay, we'll be seeing you live at things like Pine Otter Days and out in Mifflinburg when things start to lighten up.
Yeah, we're hoping. A lot of those dates have been booked. People are optimistic about what's going to happen this summer. As long as those dates hold, we'll be out in, we'll be outside and, I just told you we were in Florida for a couple of months, and I know people think Florida's kind of polarizing, but we did inside shows, we did outside shows, and you know what? It all worked out fine as long as we were smart and I had protocols I had set up for the group, and the clients had to have protocols as far as where the audience sat and that kind of thing. But you know what? It was very little discussion, and if everybody just, you know, respects each other, it worked out fine.
You've been doing this a long time, and you've been doing a great job.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you always for being so supportive with not only Recreation, but I love coming in and talking to y'all about the musicals. Laura gets so excited when we have a musical thing and we bring those kids in.
She was just singing Andrew Lloyd Webber this morning. You probably missed it.
Oh, gosh. Well, you all should broadcast that. That's what people want to hear.
There it is.
No. Hey,
good luck tonight with the show, and thanks for being on the air with us.
Thank you so much. 7 o'clock, YouTube. Hope everybody can tune in for a little bit.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Still to come, your first shot at our 2021 virtual Easter egg hunt. That should be fun. I just was up Was that Murphy the Morning Show dog? I just heard hunting socks.
Indeed. Yes. He likes to go into the bedroom and then bring me gifts.
Yeah, he brings
particularly if there's like the laundry basket on the ground or something. So, you know.
When we get back in the studio live, I think we should let Murphy do that. Roam the halls here of SBC Media and gather up gifts for Mommy. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
That's fine. Yeah, okay. I'm okay with it. Again, I'm telling you, I'm bringing all the animals. They're not going to be okay if they don't have their, like, one-on-one mom time after over a year of this. So, like, the cats are coming, too.
It has been a year. It has been indeed. Hey, speaking of all the pets, we didn't get a MacGyver update. He was going back to the vet. Is he still wearing, wait for it, the little cone of
shame? No, I am pleased to report he is not, although the eye is not completely healed.
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
We had an update on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's still healing. It's better than it was. So he has some more ointment, a couple of little like puppy pain pills, mm-hmm. and he's snoozing on the couch right now.
So when you say the eye isn't healed, that means he could still like rub it on the floor or scratch it with his own paw.
Yes, and he's being a little naughty and doing that. But the cone, I couldn't do it anymore. Today's the first day without the cone.
Okay. Day one without that big plastic cone on his head.
There's almost animal Armageddon. Things have been broken. I lost a plant. I had to repot it. I mean, it's just been a thing. So.
All right. Well, good luck, Mac, in your next few days. And before you know it, we'll all be here in the studio. That'll be just great. We can't go Easter egg hunting with the kids and all that because it gets a little dicey. But we do have an Easter egg hunt that gives you the chance to travel anywhere in the country, including a limousine ride to and from the airport, right?
All right. How would you like to roll up to the Philly airport in a limo? Be like, thanks, driver.
Yeah.
I'll be back in a week.
Yeah, that's my boy from Susquehanna Valley Limousine. He's my boy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a great virtual Easter egg hunt, and your chance to win is coming up. Stay with us.
It is. You just have to listen for that cue to call. You never know when it could happen.
News is next. I'm excited. This is going to be so much fun. I guess we have to all get excited together like this.
We have another winner.
Because in this contest, Laura, you win instantly some great prizes, right?
That's right. Prizes like, I don't know, tickets from Knoebels.
Yeah. Or other prizes like maybe we're going to the Nickel Plate.
Or maybe we're going to Lake Tobias Wildlife Park. Or maybe we're going to Isabella's Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge. I don't know.
Oh, well, on the line with us right now, lucky caller 7 is Lori. Lori, where are you from?
Orange Grove.
All right, Lori, you are lucky caller 7. What do you want to pick, a yellow egg or a blue egg?
Let's go with yellow.
Ah, yellow like your eyes. Wait, what?
My new son, maybe.
Oh, yeah, there you go. All right, in the yellow egg, congratulations. You've got yourself some ride tickets from Knoebels.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So there, you win instantly. Come pick up your prize here at our studios on Blue Hill during regular business. And make sure you wear a mask when you come in our front door. We appreciate that. But the big news, Lori, is you're qualified to win that vacation to anywhere in the country, Susquehanna limo driven. Yeah.
That's awesome. I need that.
We all need a vacation, don't we? All right, we'll let you know if you are our big winner later, but thanks for being part of our first ever virtual Easter egg hunt.
Awesome, thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. Now, the limo, the Susquehanna Valley Limousine, takes you to any airport that'll take you to where you want to go. This is a great virtual Easter egg hunt, Laura.
Heck yeah, and who doesn't need a plane ticket to anywhere right now? I know I do.
I know
and
I
it's
do.
For two.
Tom and Laura in the morning, wrapping it up. Chad Evans on the way next. He's all dressed up today. He's looking good, man. See what you miss when you're not in the studio?
I was going to say, lots of meetings, I guess.
Yeah. Because it's National Goof-Off Day. We would schedule meetings on a day like today.
Well, you know what? That plays into the thought for the day, Tom.
Oh,
because, it's National Goof-Off Day, so I want to give you permission to go and goof-off, but also, a little bit of Monday motivation, you know?
Okay. Our thought for the day is?
Look at you being kind of awakened stuff. You're reading words. You're talking words. You probably aren't even stabbing anyone right now. You deserve a coffee, you magnificent little sunbeam, you.
Wow. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.